We're now beginning Mishnah Hey, the last Mishnah of Perek Zayin. We'll continue with Mishnah Aleph, the first Mishnah of Perek Ches, of Erechim. The Mishnah is continuing with the concepts of Hekdish, Makdish, of giving over to Hekdish, to the base of Mikdash, a field for during the time that the Yovel is observed. Now, I need to point out that the formula that we had in previous Mishnayos, that there were 50 sloim for a base core of Sa'orim. That formula only applies to a stei achuz. If a person comes to redeem a stei achuz, an inherited field, a familial field, a family's plot, then that field is redeemed according to the formula the Torah gives. However, if a person bought land, is Makdish land and wants to redeem it from the Gizbar, he sanctifies the land, the purchaser, and wants to redeem it from the Beis HaMikdash, there the land is evaluated, and he redeems it at full price, the way the Gizbar will have the land appraised. So that's an important difference between a stay Miknin and a stay Achuza. And Mishnah goes on to say, Halokeach Sode Me'aviv. A man bought a field from his own father. This field was a stei achuz, it belonged to the family, and he bought it from his father. Now, Meis Aviv, the father died. So there now the field has a double relationship to him. He bought the field from his father up till Yovel, but he also has the full rights of the father to the field, that at the time of Yovel, the field will revert back to him in any event. So his father dies, and after his father dies, v'yachrakachik disha, and then he sanctifies the land. Harik is teyachuza. It's a full-fledged teyachuza, and he redeems it according to the formula of the Torah. Now higdisha v'yachrakach meisaviv. However, if he was makdish the field, and then the father died, here we have a machlokas tanoim. So higdisha v'yachrakach meisaviv. Hari he could stay mikne divi Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says this is like a stay mikne, which is appraised and purchased and redeemed according to the its value. Divi Rabbi Meir, that's what Rabbi Meir says. And the Rav points out that the halacha is not like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon omrim, and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon say kistei achuza. No, even in this case, where he was makdish the land before the father died, it still has the status of stei achuza, because at the yovel it's going to revert back to him anyhow. So it had a status of shenemar. They bring down a pasuk. V'imes stei miknoso, if it's a soda mikne asher lo mistei achuzoso, which is not stei achuza. The words which is not stei achuza seems to be superfluous, but it's coming to tell us Yotzezu that it excludes this case. Shiruulio stei achuza, that when the yovel came, if he hadn't been makdishit, the land would have reverted back to him anyhow. It would have been a full stei achuza. So at the yovel, so it had a potential to be a stei achuza. So such a land remains in its status as a stei achuz in terms of his din, and it's not considered a stei mikne, and it follows the formula of the Torah that he redeems it according to the Torah's formula of 50 sloim per base core of sorim over a 50-year period. Now the Mishnah now states that a sod stei mikne in a yotza lekohenim biyovel sheino dematish dover sheino shalom. A purchased field, someone bought a field from someone else, and he's makdish it and wasn't redeemed. It doesn't go to the kohenim at yovel, as is the usual case, because eino dematish dover sheino shalom, because he doesn't have full rights to that field. The field is a stei achuza. And we can review the concept that the yovel breaks up the seal in two different ways. One is that the Torah defines a sale at the time when the Yovel is Noheg, that the Torah defines a sale as being up to the time of Yovel, but not beyond that time. That's one possibility. And the other is that the sale is an indefinite sale. When Yovel comes, the phrase that the Gemara uses, Afkata de Malchuso, there's an abrogation in Hashemayim. The Torah at that point breaks up the sale. But nevertheless, since he doesn't have full control of this field, at Yovel revert back to the original owners, so Eino de Makdish Dover Sheino Shelo. A person cannot be Makdish something which is not his. The Tosas Yom Tov asks a question on why this is necessary to state. Afal Gavi says the crux here, there's a pasuk. Bishnas Hayovel Yoshuv Hasodel De Asher Kano Mito. At the time of the Yovel, the field reverts back to the person he bought it from, whose field was for that person a familial field of Ashtayachuza. La Asher Lo Achuza Soaret. So has the ownership of that land. Isterik l'taima, nevertheless, the Tosfos Yom Tov points out, the Mishnah had to give this reasoning, then Eino de Makdish Dover Sheino Shelo, Mishum, the Bekrol Mari Ela B'Makdish Upodeo. Because the Torah is talking about somebody who is Makdish the land and redeems it himself. The Hochik Siv, V'chishi V'koin, V'nosines Ha'erkecho B'yomahu, Kodesh Lashem Bishnasi Yovel Yeshuv HaSoda, and Bishnasi Yovel reverts back to its owner. So the person who we're talking about is the original owner. When Irene Begola Achir, we're talking about where somebody else redeems the land. So in such a case, even if someone else redeems it, the person who is Makdish it, it still reverts back to the original owner at the Yovel, because of the principle of Ein Odom Makdish Shein Shelo. The pasuk itself is not openly speaking about a case where somebody else redeems it. V'onan Irenim Begola Achir V'inami Lo Nigla Klal, where it wasn't redeemed at all. Where it could revert back to the Kohanim. If he himself was, if the original owner of the Steyachuzah had been Makdish it. But here it's not the owner of the Steyachuzah, it's the purchaser who was Makdish it. So it does revert back to the original owner. Shein Odom Makdish, Dover Sheino Shelo. Then the Mishnah concludes with certain powers that Kohanim and Leviim have. Kohanim and Leviim Makdishim Liolam. The goal in the olam, bein lifnei ha'yovel, bein li'achri yovel. Kohanim and Leviim can be makdish at all times, and I'll read the Rav on this, that Kohanim and Leviim makdish in li'olam, afilu b'shnas ha'yovel atzmo, avil yisroel, even during the Jubilee year, the Yovel year, Kohanim and Leviim can sanctify the land, avil yisroel shi'ikdish sodehu, b'shnas ha'yovel atzmo, eina mikodeshes. It's simply the Hekdesh has no validity for Yisroel during the Yovel year. He doesn't have the ability to be Makdish it during the Yovel year. Mashikain can't be Yisroel and Vigol in the Olam, and they can always redeem the land, which is not the case of Yisroel. Sheino Podel Acher HaYovel. We said in the case where Yisroel himself in his own Steyachuza is Makdish the field, and he doesn't redeem it, and if no one else redeems it, so you have the machlokis in that previous Mishnah where it reverts to the Kohanim, they pay for it, revert for the Kohanim, they don't pay for it, or it stays a stay retusha until somebody redeems the land, and then the next Yovel, it goes to the Kohanim. But at some point, it goes to the, it'll eventually go to the Kohanim. But Kohanim can, nevertheless, even in such a case, can redeem back their lands. As it says, V'mocheres asoda li'ish acher, lo yigil od, avol kohen o levi, shehikdish karka, shiorash miyavosov. But a kohen o levi was makdish karka, which he inherited from his ancestors, hariz a goel liolam. He can redeem forever. If you over Allah Yovel, even if the Yovel came and nobody redeemed the Blonif days, goel liachri Yovel, can redeem it after the Yovel, to conceive, Gulus Olam Tiel Leviim. There shall always be a permanent ability of redemption for Leviim. Shevet Levi, meaning Kohanim and Leviim. And it could be a case, ancestral lands, where he had an ancestor on his mother's side, and through there was no male heirs, and it reverted through his mother down to his let's say through his great-great-great-grandmother, through his father. The father was the owner of the land. Now, through the fact that somewhere he had an ancestor of a female ancestor who inherited the land from another Shevet. It's his land now, and he gets the, so he can always redeem it. Ben lifnei yovel, ben liachar yovel, and that's the end of Perek Zayin. Perek Ches begins. Hamakdish esodeyu b'shor she'enu yovel. If a person consecrates land when a time when Yovel is not being practiced, because the tribes, the Shvatim, are not on their land, they have, like after the Golus of the Shvatim, those who study Daf Yomi, you know there's a statement in the Gemara Megillah that at one point Yirmiyahu went and restored the 10 tribes. So until a later date, when they were again exiled, there was Yovel prior to destruction of the Bayis Rishon. But I don't think that's an accepted opinion. Now, Hamakdish Yesodeyo B'Shosh She'enu Yovel, Omim Lo Psach Atorishon. He's given the right to redeem the field first. And the Rav gives three reasons. I mean, the Mishnah gives one. The Rav gives three reasons why he's given this right. One, Sha'abolim, Mishnah says, Sha'abolim Nosnim Chomesh. V'chol Adam Eino Nosin Chomesh. Nobody else was Chomesh. The Rav gives two additional reasons. Gimel Devorim, the Rav says, Omrim Labolim Psacha Torishon. There are three reasons, really. As the Gemara fills this in. Mishnah only gave one. Oacha Shabolim Mosifim Esachomesh, Kedikton B'Masnisin. The Hasheni is the second. The pasuk says, "Vim lo goal alma mitzvus geula kodemis lemechira." Vim lo goal, if he did not redeem it. Therefore, we see the fact that he didn't redeem it. The Torah tells he didn't redeem it, but he should have redeemed it. So the mitzvah of geula comes before sale. The hashlishis. Shumosif and no same pipidyona yosher mishur bnei adam, the roads of adam bekav shalom. Since it's his ancestral land, it's his land that came, that belonged to his family, he has an attachment to the land. He doesn't want to be considered the person who breaks the ties of the family to that land. So he'll buy it back at a much higher price than other people will buy. And Hekdesh is all for the benefit of Hekdesh. So now the Mishnah continues that said we read this part already. Shabolim nosim chomesh, kol odem eino nosim chomesh. The Bolim paid the additional fifth, which we said is really 25% of the original principle. And ma'isa bi'echad shehikdish esodeyu meiru asah. A person sold his field because it just wasn't producing for him. And the Mefarshim explain, really the cost, the expenditures involved in maintaining the field were more than the produce that came from the field. So it was a losing venture. So nevertheless, Omlo Psachad Rishon, they gave him the right to buy it back first. So he said, Amahari Hishali be Iser. At the end of the Mishnah, this is going to be the story that will be maintained. We'll see in a moment. He said, I'm buying it back for an Iser. An Iser is a coin that's equal to 8 Prutos. So, all right, I'll buy it back for an Iser. I'll redeem it for an Iser. So, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Lomar Ze'eluk Bekbeisa. Rabbi Yossi said the actual story that was conveyed, he didn't say an Iser, but he said Kbeisa. For an egg, I'll buy it back for an egg. So the Mishnah continues, Shehekdish nifteh b'kesef b'sho b'kesef. You don't have to use actual money. Hekdish can be redeemed either with money or anything that has value. That's called sho b'kesef. It could be commodities or whatever, food items, anything that has value. So Amrlo, the Gizber said to him, Higiyatcha, the field goat reverted back to you. Nimso Mafsid Iser, going with the original story that it was an Iser, he loses an Iser Visodeyu Lefanov, and he has the field once again. The Teferis Yisroel makes some interesting points over here. It says over here, Nimsa Mafsid Yisur, he loses an Yisur, Velokomar Nimsa Hikdish Yisur. And now he's Makdish an Yisur, and as a result of his being Makdish an Yisur, the field reverts back to him. Why doesn't it say that? It says Hifsid Yisur. It says, Anytime Mishum, the Behechreach Pido. Because here he was, it's not a real nether of Hekdish, because he was compelled to do it, he has to buy his field back, or given first rights to buy his field back. But it wasn't a total voluntary thing, just a mitzvah by him to buy the field back before anybody else. So he was compelled to do so. It's not a full, this is what the Tiferes Yisrael says, not a full Hekdish, Shehu Nidva Saleh. Hekdish should be a full voluntary desire of the heart. Now the Pharisees will ask another question. If he's buying it back, he offered to buy it back for an Isur, but he has to add a Chomesh. So why didn't the Mishnah say that he's buying it back for an Isur and the Chomesh? V'hod lo makomar nimsa hifsid Isur v'chomesho. He lost an Isur and its Chomesh. So he says, Haytaima mishum v'hod lo makomar nimsa mafsid al shas pidyon koi. When did he lose the Isur? At the time of Pidyon. Now the Tiferes Yisrael says a very big chiddush over here. But it's not talking about when it's usually market. Okay, the Amen, as we said, Bahari Hachomesh for an Ischayev Mishas Hekdesho. The Tiferes Yisrael says that the concept of Chomesh is a chiyuv that begins at the time of when he's first makdish the field. When he's first makdish the field, the obligation is sets in that when if he redeems it, he has to pay a chomesh, an additional chomesh. But it's not the pidyon, the redemption, at the time of redemption, that the chomesh comes into play. That's predetermined at the time of hekdish. That's the Tiferes Yisrael's question and answer. So we've done the first Mishnah of Perek Ches.